Greetings, fans. Andrew Lister here with a few words before we get to your episode. I just want to thank you once again for your amazing, amazing, amazing listenership. We couldn't be doing this without you guys. We are now into year two of the Shadowvane podcast, and we've got all kinds of great things planned for our future. But first, we got to get through the rest of Progenics Labs, and we've decided to split our finale into two different episodes. You are not done with Progenics Labs quite yet. Before we get there, don't forget we have a contest going right now, a short fiction contest, and we've extended the deadline until November 30th, so get those entries in as soon as possible. Also, don't forget about our Patreon fund, patreon.com/shadowvane. We've got all kinds of good stuff there, and don't forget our store as well. You can check that out on shadowvane.net. Okay, here we go. Without further ado, it's time for the creepy voice.
Welcome to the Shadowvane Podcast. Tonight, Progenics Labs, Episode 14, Lesser of Two Evils.
Look, the Founder is coming soon. Rewarded is the one who keeps the tenets of his vision true. He brings his glorious reward, and he will give to each person according to what they have done. For he is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end.
Bellatrix, I'm ready to begin testing the first batch of the newest serum variants. Are you sure you're ready? It doesn't look like you've gotten the hang of Cure Systems yet.
I just need a few more minutes. This human technology is still somewhat foreign to me. It's not as easy as infiltrating the simplicities of the human mind. There are complex mechanisms, computer coding, and strict security protocols throughout the entire facility. All that time and money spent to keep this central system from getting compromised, yet I was able to take it over.
Just make sure the power doesn't go out again. We nearly lost some of the new variants we developed. Plus, it went out just as I was microwaving my lunch.
I am not amused by your humor, Jeremiah.
Hey, I'm just trying to make the best of the situation. I'm under a lot of stress, and even with your help, we have just over a day to perfect an elixir of life.
Fear not. With my aid, it will be ready for the founding. I have nearly mastered all of Cure's functions. Allow me to show you.
You really showed me. God, I hope that wasn't the sound of you breaking today's variant sample.
Watch your tone with me, Jeremiah. Remember whose side you are on, and who is helping you with this whole process.
I should say the same thing, you know. You said it yourself several times. You need me in order to help set you free. Now, were you able to find a specimen for testing?
Yes. I admit, it was difficult. There are thousands of files referencing several of my dead offspring. After searching Cure's databanks for the whereabouts of their remains, I finally located one exceptional candidate, G059, from the preservation tanks. Do you believe any of your formulas will revive him?
When I created the cure for influenza, I found a way to restructure your offspring's DNA. Your DNA is far more complex, but I've managed to deconstruct and match certain chromosomes to that of the different subtypes of your spawn. I may not be able to turn a pile of ash back into a vampire, but I should be able to revive anything in theory as long as I have the whole pieces of organic matter. Bring up subject G059. How long since G059's death?
The experiment files state 314 days ago.
Really? Yeah, it looks like he just died last week. I don't even want to know what they do to keep their test subjects preserved so well after death. Let's give Cure control again so all this is properly documented. There can be no doubts as to who revived the Founder. Ms. Hartman will want to see everything.
I will be monitoring you remotely.
Good afternoon, Dr. Roberts. I cannot recall any records of the last few hours of testing.
I have noticed that your systems have been acting a bit sporadically as of late. You don't have any record of all the preparatory work that you've aided me with?
System scans show no abnormal activity. I will log the incident for later analysis. I see you have prepared your first experiment for Project Renatus.
That is correct. Today I will start with an injection of the G-subtype serum into the cadaver of a prior test subject, G059, a shape-changer. Due to preservation, the level of decomposition is almost negligible. However, there are slight signs of shriveled physicality and decaying tissue. Upon death, it returned to its quasi-human state. My goal is to not only restore the faculties of life to G059, but also regenerate the dead tissue to its former state. I see the subject is not yet secured. As a safety precaution, I will require it to be heavily restrained, especially if it regains the ability to shift to a much more bestial form.
Preparing security measures, Dr. Roberts.
Excellent. Now, prepare a vial for injection. If my research proves true, the regenerative aspects should begin within a few minutes.
At once, Dr. Roberts.
Closely monitor the subject for any signs of cellular regeneration.
Excuse me, Dr. Roberts. There is a request for entry into this laboratory from an unauthorized user.
Can you bring up a visual? Oh, it's Dr. Watson. He's probably here to check on my progress. Override the safety protocols and allow him access, Cure. I want him to see how far I've come in such a short amount of time. Dr. Watson, it's surprising to see you back in Division Zero. I'm sure you're especially busy with getting the influenza cure out on schedule. Tell me, how are the clinical trials faring?
Thanks to you, I'm making leaps and bounds now that I can work directly with human subjects. I assure you, the influenza cure will be out months ahead of schedule. Ms. Hartman will be much pleased. However...
However what?
I have run into a bit of a snag with my research. The reason I've come here is that I need your assistance.
Are you actually here asking me for help? You usually aren't one to do that, Elijah.
I only ask because this is an emergency. There was a mistake made during the mass production of the Variant 12 serum being used for the trials. I need to be certain the serum matches the exact one you created to get the same end results. Could you help me? Please.
Then why not look over the videos of my research? I mean, as you can see, I have an urgent deadline to meet with this new project.
Yes. Well, I've tried to recreate it, but it never comes out like the original. Speaking of which, how goes Project Renatus?
It's all still hypothetical right now, but I've developed the first batch of serum variants overnight. I plan to experiment with each subtype over the next few hours. Once I manage to bring at least one deceased subject back to life, I'll be able to perfect the formula to use on the Founder. He will be resurrected before the final celebration.
Test subject G059's heart has suddenly started beating again. Vital signs are returning.
My God. You've actually done it.
Excellent! The new serum worked! Cure, I need you to monitor the serum's progress as it works through G059's body, and record its effects on the subject's brain.
Yes, Doctor. Serum has reached the subject's brain. Electrical impulses are firing rapidly. Brainwave activity continues to increase. Nerve regeneration has also begun. Subject's limbs are regaining voluntary movement. Body temperature is now slowly rising.
Administer a blood transfusion using the blood taken earlier from a living G-subtype specimen. An influx of fresh blood should speed up the regenerative process.
Dr. Roberts.
Heart rate and body temperature are reaching normal levels. whole body scan initiated for changes in the musculoskeletal system.
If you sense any attempt at shapeshifting, deliver a high dose of sedative. It mustn't overexert itself. I also can't afford to have it alter the effectiveness of the serum.
Now that you've completed your goal of cellular reanimation, I really must have you come with me. I assure you, Cure can manage the rest of the process on her own. I need your assistance at once with the influenza cure.
Can it wait, Elijah? Don't you see how amazing this all is? I will be the one to resurrect the Founder.
I promise you, this will only take a few moments. I don't wish to harm any of today's human clinical subjects. I currently have two individuals prepped and ready in your old laboratory.
I suppose you're right, Dr. Watson. I already have things in order here, so I can spare a bit of time to help you. Cure, continue monitoring G059's progress. I shall return shortly.
Of course, Dr. Roberts.
Elisha has always seemed strange to me from the moment I met him. At first, I felt he was just a man too dedicated to his job and needed love or companionship to make him more happy in his life. I've had to witness so many of his terrible deeds. I know he hides his malevolence well behind the coldness of his stare. Why do I even bother trying to change someone so far gone, so beyond saving? I have far more important things to do. A person as petty as Elijah deserves nothing in this world. Perhaps this strange feeling is simply pity. I see him now as someone who can't handle not being on top, one who can't stand rejection. I can only hope that I won't become a monster like him. I know it's only been a few days, but it feels like forever since I stepped foot inside this lab.
Yes. Well, I promise that you won't need to be in here for very long. As soon as I'm done here, you'll be moving on to better places.
Where are the test subjects? I thought you said they were already prepped for the experiment.
They are. They just need to be brought into the containment area. Cure, bring my first subject, H012.
Yes, Dr. Watson.
Martha?
Jerry? Jerry, is that you?
Hold on, Martha, I'll get you out of there!
Stay where you are, Jeremiah. I have much to discuss with you.
Elijah, what the hell are you doing? Just take it easy, let's talk this out.
I suggest you keep that door closed. I have exposed H012 with the accelerated strain of the H1N1 flu virus. You wouldn't want to spread that throughout the laboratory, would you? Especially since I could have Cure turn off your EVIS device with but a few words.
No. I won't allow you to do this. Bellatrix, gain control of Cure now and stop this madness!
It's just as I suspected. A part of me thought I was going insane, but this proves it. All this time, you were communicating with that demon. I should have told Miss Hudman when I first heard you talking to yourself in your laboratory. Little did I know you were making deals with that fiend behind my back. You see, Jeremiah, I put so much faith and trust in you, hoping that you could become more like me. All of my progress is lost, and everything has been compromised. Bellatrix won't be coming to your rescue. He cares for nothing but his self-preservation. Neither of you should hold false hopes of escape. You have left me no choice. I must make you suffer, just as you've made me suffer.
Martha!
Through down here. I had no idea.
Cure, I'm sick of all this melodrama. Cut the audio feed. Now, Jeremiah, you must make a very important decision. Over the last few days, I have modified the genetic structure of the accelerated H1N1 virus. As you can see for yourself, it's already taking strong effect on your lovely wife. The unfortunate thing is that this new version is resistant to your miracle cure.
Why are you doing this, Elijah? What did I ever do to deserve this?
You stole everything from me. It was I who was meant to resurrect our beloved founder, not you. In order to be the savior you claim to be, you must know the pain of sacrifice. I would hurry if I were you. I doubt your wife will last longer than 15 minutes at most.
You're a damn monster!
I suggest you focus, Jeremiah. Can you not see the agony she is in? If you wish, I could turn the speaker back on so that you could hear her screams. Perhaps you need such a reminder of what you are putting her through while sitting by idly.
Oh, God. Cure, bring up the genetic composition of the influenza cure and bring up the vitals of my wife, H012, and just show the damn information all at once. My mind raced frantically for some answers, some sort of cure. I tried my best to recall everything from that night I first manufactured the cure, but the look of horror and pain on Martha's face kept distracting me. Her face was so pale and covered with perspiration. Though I could not hear her, I saw her body racked with violent coughs as she hacked forth thick, slimy mucus from her mouth and her nose. I wanted to just rush and open the containment area, even if that meant that I might be shot in the process. I needed to focus and find a way to save Martha's life. I tried to block out everything around me and attempt to forge a new cure. The modifications were nearly completed, but out of nowhere... No! No, James! Not my son!
Silence it, Cure! I know how distressed you must feel, Jeremiah, so I'll just put things into perspective for you. Your wife is suffering. Plainly you can see that. You need to work faster, or else you only have yourself to blame for her death.
Don't you harm James, you monster!
Who is the true monster here, Jeremiah? I'm not the one wheeling and dealing with a sadistic devil. And besides, you're the only one that can prevent harm from coming to him. You'll just have to decide.
What are you talking about?
Your son has been exposed to the H1N1 virus from your wife. With his sensitive immune system, I give him far less time than Martha. So which will it be? Are you going to save your college sweetheart or your one and only child? Choose one before they both die, Dr. Roberts.
I didn't know what to do. I had to somehow save them both. Why the hell wasn't Bellatrix doing anything? He can control cure, so why didn't he help my family? I stared dumbfounded at Martha, watched her suffer inside that glass prison. In a containment unit nearby, James screamed in agony, his young immune system beginning to fail him. I only had one genetic sample. Even if it worked, there was no time to make another. What do I do? What do I do? Cure, administer half of the solution to each subject.
At once, Dr. Roberts. Monitoring vital signs of H012 and H013.
Come on!
H013's vitals are improving drastically. The altered serum is counteracting the accelerated H1N1 virus.
Oh, thank God! What's that? What's happening? Martha!
The altered genetic serum has proven ineffective in combating the influenza virus in H012. The The progression has already compromised several of her bodily systems. Heart rate has dropped significantly, and breathing has become shallow.
We have to do something! Prepare another batch of the serum at once!
A scan of H012's vitals show that she has only a short time remaining. Preparation of another injection only has a 2.91% chance of saving.
I don't care! Save her now!
How very tragic. Perhaps now you feel the pain that I've had to endure. The sacrifice that I've had to make. Now you know what it is like to lose something so very dear to you.
Jeremiah, when the containment area doors open, run inside immediately.
Wait, you want me to do what?
If you desire revenge, then do as I say.
You cannot fool me, Jeremiah. You are no longer in the laboratory near Bellatrix's body. Tell me, how did you manage to communicate with him a few nights ago? What lies did he whisper in your ear to make you his lap dog?
Ignore him, Jeremiah. Get ready to run.
It's no use, Jeremiah. You cannot save your wife. Take pleasure in the fact that you are able to save your son. If you wish to keep your life in your son's, you and I must work out an arrangement. In exchange for your position and the credit for resurrecting the Founder, I will let you both live. Then again, I'm not really giving you a choice in the matter. What are you doing?
Security protocol override activated, placing laboratory into temporary lockdown. The accelerated H1N1 virus has breached outside the testing environment.
That was a foolhardy move, but it was ultimately pointless. My EVIS device protects me from airborne diseases. I would suggest that you give your wife a final hug goodbye while you can, because you won't make it out of this room alive. Cure, reopen the containment area doors at once.
Access denied.
What? I said open the containment area now.
I am not one to take orders from humans, Dr. Watson. You and Miss Hartman are no longer in control of this facility.
I am.
No. You can't do this. My EVIS.
Elijah Watson, enjoy the last moments of your insignificant mortal existence while you can. Because it is you who will die.
No! Damn you, Jeremiah! Damn you and that wretched demon!
Martha. Martha, my sweet Martha, I'm so sorry. I never meant for any of this to happen to you.
I'm sorry, too. I should have been more patient with you.
Initializing full room decontamination in 3 minutes.
I staggered forward and cradled James in my arms. As I feebly tried to calm him, I slunk down to the floor, defeated. My mind and body began to shut off from the shock of it all. I could still hear James crying, but that and all other sounds soon fell distant. Martha was gone, and it was all my fault. If only I had been a better husband and father to my family, none of this would have happened. Instead, I spent all my time working for this terrible company and a monster of a man. There was the sound of static in the darkness. Suddenly, an image of my father flashed inside my mind, one of him holding my son, James. Feeling a deep regret washed over me. He died a long time ago, and he would never be able to hold his grandson like he once held me. My son, James! I must fight through this. I must survive for my son! As I slowly drifted back to consciousness, I could hear Elijah ranting from the other side of the transparent wall. He was spouting his words like a madman. I couldn't take my eyes off of him as he paced back and forth, stopping every few steps to cough or bang against the side of the containment area.
"If
You can't do this to me. Do you know who I am? I am Elijah Watson, head researcher here at the Boston Progenics Medical Facility. I have given my entire life to this job, and I'm not going to watch it all fade away for nothing. You're to blame, Jeremiah. I should never have let you live. You act as if you care about your family, but you only care about yourself. You're no different than I, Jeremiah. You are just as deranged, and this proves it. You want to save lives? You want to make a real difference? Remember what you've done in the name of medicine. You'll not come out of this unscathed, and Bellatrix will see it to it personally. He's going to destroy everyone. Set the entire world ablaze! Watch, Jeremiah!
Commencing decontamination sequence. For your own safety, please remain within the containment area, Dr. Roberts.
You will pay for this, Jeremiah! You will pay with your life!
Oh my God.
You will be safe within this room, Jeremiah. The coating of this containment cell is resistant to the flames.
Why didn't you stop him?
I was unaware of what Elijah Watson was planning. When I came to realize the danger your mate and offspring were under, I reacted as quickly as I could. You know what Progenics is capable of. I told you we would make them all burn. Soon the rest will be incinerated, just like Elijah Watson.
That still does not bring Martha back. How do I know something won't happen to James?
I promise you. Absolutely no harm will come to your offspring. I will keep him under my personal protection. Once we complete our task, both you and James will be free to go on with your lives.
As long as James is safe here, then I'm ready to continue with Project Renatus. The founding is scheduled for tomorrow. Let's give Ms. Hartman and the rest of the world an event that they will never forget.
We invite the entire world to join us for the 25th anniversary of the Founding. Together we will celebrate a new world safe from disease, suffering, and loss. Trust in Progenics Medical. We are dedicated to keeping you and your loved ones alive.
Thank you for listening to Progenics Labs, Episode 14, Lesser of Two Evils. This episode was written and produced by Andrew Lister. The voice of Jeremiah Roberts is Adam Salzer. The voice of Elijah Watson is Curtis Jackson. The voice of Bellatrix is Brian Nash. The voice of Cure is Bernadette De La Cruz. The voice of Martha Roberts is Viva Becker. Additional voice actors for this episode include Emily Salzer, and Andrew Lister. Progenics Labs is a production of the Shadowvane Podcast. For more information or how to contribute to the show, check out our website, shadowvane.net. You can email the show at shadowvanecast@gmail.com, follow us on Twitter at shadowvanecast, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/shadowvanecast. Please consider donating to our Patreon fund. For more information, visit patreon.com/shadowvane. Illustrations and creative editing by Ray Williams III. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can listen to more of his work at incompetech.com. We will release new episodes on the 1st and 15th of each month. If you liked what you heard, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. If you leave a written comment, we will read it at the end of a future episode. Until next time, dear listener. Until next time.